President Obama is in Nevada tonight at a fundraising event for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The Democrat is seen as a highly vulnerable incumbent in a state with one of the country's highest unemployment rates, 14%. His Republican opponent, Sharon Angle, is backed by the Tea Party, and Reid's campaign has been using Angle's own words against her. Columnist John Ralston with the Las Vegas Sun joins us now. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks.
Now, Harry Reid's campaign is saying that Sharon Angle scrubbed her website, has been toning down her positions from the primary. And in fact, you were on this program before the Republican primary saying that Harry Reid would want to run against Sharon Angle because she can't come back to the middle. Do you think she has, in fact, come back to the middle in this campaign?
Well, she'll never get there. I mean, she has surprised me in how her national handlers now have gotten her to try to moderate some of her positions and try to make herself less scary or dangerous as the Reid campaign has tried to portray her. This has been unrelenting since June 9th, the day after the primary, with Harry Reid going up with ads and almost a daily press release from the Reid campaign trying to push Angle further and further out into the margins while her handlers have tried to moderate some of her positions on Social Security, on Medicare, on some other issues to make it seem at least as if she's not a far-right candidate, but just a regular Republican candidate.
How involved is the National GOP in her race?
I think they're very involved. They have hired some very high-profile media and polling firms that have been involved in some national campaigns. I think they have some new people trying to work the press or trying to help Sharon Angle avoid the press more smoothly. It's essentially taking what was a living room campaign and turning it into a campaign to win maybe the most high-profile U.S. Senate seat in the country. So there are going to be bumps along the way, and they're certainly seeing some of those bumps already.
Now, Sharon Angle was on a radio program in Nevada yesterday, agreeing with a caller who said that he was amazed that the president had, in his words, extorted $20 billion from BP to pay claims from the oil spill. He called it a slush fund. And let's listen to what Sharon Angle said in response to that.
No, government shouldn't be doing that to a private company. And I think you named it clearly. It's a slush fund.
It's a slush fund. Now, is that reverberating in the campaign in any way?
Let me tell you how fast things are moving here in this Senate race. She has already just sent out a press release backing off of those comments because there's been a firestorm, all kinds of national and local attention on those comments. She now says she should not have said slush fund, that she means just that everyone, including the administration and BP, need to be held accountable. A total retreat from those remarks. And you have to imagine what kind of X-rated language is being used at the National Republican Senatorial Committee headquarters when they read about or hear about things like this.
Will there be debates?
I think there will be debates. Reid has been very cagey about it. Angle, of course, as the challenger, has been demanding debates. I'm not sure how many there will be. My guess is that they will try to limit the number of Reid campaign, that is, to three or so, and they'll try to limit his exposure because every time Harry Reid opens his mouth, his staff covers their ears because they're afraid of what might come out. So that could be an entertaining series of debates, Melissa.
Okay, John Ralston, columnist for the Las Vegas Sun. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure.